It's all in the voice. It's all in the voice, as you will no doubt have discovered from this course. The tone and quality of the voice is crucial in any situation. But in the absence of visual image and messages, a listener is even more tuned into the voice. Lack of confidence, tiredness, or not being focused are clearer on the telephone, so we need to ensure your voice is working 100% so that you will make an impact. Before you do any speaking or calling, you need to warm yourself up physically and mentally. I have used this routine professionally for a number of years and more recently shared it with clients and at training days. First of all, I think about standing and I put the weight onto my feet. I think about my big toes, my little toes, and my heels. And the fact that I have my weight equally distributed over each of those corners on each foot. When I do this, my shoulders relax and all of the tension in my body goes onto my feet. Then I go onto tiptoes and down, up, and this time when I come down, I imagine that I've got a little thread on my head. So when I come down, I can stretch myself so that I'm slightly taller. Do that twice more. Then I do the hula hoops. I imagine that I'm twisting a hula hoop round my waist, so my hips are going in a circular movement one way, and then repeat the other way 5 times. And now my shoulders, I raise them and drop them in a circular movement. I repeat that 5 times to relax my shoulders. And then I have 2 exercises for my neck. I need to be very, very careful when I do neck exercises. And if anything feels tense or that you're forcing yourself to do it, please avoid this. You need to do these very slowly. First of all, put your chin down to your chest and then move your head sideways so that you're looking over your right shoulder, then back down to the center. And then slowly move to your left shoulder and then back down again. If you repeat that 5 times on each side, and the other neck exercise, using your nose, you are going to draw a sideways 8 in the air. So you go down, round, across, down, round, across. Repeat that 5 times and then go the other way around, doing the opposite. This is a really, really good exercise for stretching the back of your neck, making it feel a lot more relaxed. Then your jaw. There are 3 exercises for this, but again, please be very careful that you don't force your jaw to do anything that is beyond the normal healthy way of moving. So first of all, go from side to side with your bottom jaw. Then, with your bottom jaw, push it forward. Then go down, round, and do a circle with that movement 5 times. And the last one for the jaw is that with your tongue, you need to put that behind your top teeth. Make it tense and then move your jaw up and down. So all of that tension is actually being held in your tongue. Then we need to do the face. I want you to tense up your face and then relax. Tense and relax. Repeat that 4 times. And finally, your arms. You're going to imagine that the energy is in your fingertips. So you're going to stretch out your arms so that the energy goes right from your shoulders through to the tips of your fingers. Then relax. Repeat that 5 times. I've summarized these exercises on the Executive Voice website. We also need to warm up the voice and make sure we don't strain the voice. After all, you are going to use it for a while. The key to using your voice is to be as relaxed as possible. This will ensure your voice is protected from getting tired, but also you will produce a more confident, strong voice that will make a good impression. Posture. Whether we are standing or sitting, we need to ensure we have minimal tension in our bodies, but particularly in our shoulders, neck, and upper chest area, which can affect the quality of our voices. We are going to focus on sitting. When you are cold calling, make sure you have a comfortable chair with a back that will support your back. It is better if you're able to put both feet firmly on the ground. Put weight on your feet to support your body and sit up. Sit back on your sitting bones. Relax your shoulders. Imagine that your shoulder blades are slowly moving down your back. The warm-up exercise previously relaxed your shoulders, neck, and jaw. Make sure that there is no tension in them. Breathe deeply from your abdomen. Feel the energy from taking in more air. Blow the air out with a shh. Repeat three times. So breathe in, then breathe out the air with a shh. Stretch your arms out to have a good stretch while sitting down. Now yawn. Warming up the voice. Very gently hum with a n sound. Make a siren sound going higher and lower. Repeat the siren with an oo sound. Ma, ma. Then the e, e. And na, na. Then knee, knee. Feel the sensation of the voice being behind your nose. Smiling. When you speak, it makes a huge difference to the quality of your voice if you're smiling. On the telephone, the impact is even more profound. Whilst preparing, visualize images or memories that make you smile. Breathe in and out whilst you imagine these memories. See what a difference it makes to your positive outlook. Get feedback from friends as to how your voice alters when you smile. Handsets. When you are cold calling for a period of time, it is not ideal to hold a telephone handset to one ear. Not only will one arm get stiff, but you are twisting your body, which leads to tension on the shoulder and it affects your voice. See if your telephone has hands-free mode. Alternatively, see if you can use a headset with a microphone. Standing or sitting. One of my clients has a routine that he won't sit down until he has made 30 cold calls. This sounds quite drastic, but it motivates him to make these calls. But he has also found that standing for certain calls leads to positive outcomes. I certainly stand for more tricky calls, and standing does alter the timbre of the voice, making it stronger and more confident. If there is a call you are particularly concerned about, consider standing for it. Before any cold calling session, have a practice run first. This could be to arrange a dental appointment you have been putting off, or a call to the council to complain about the potholes in the road. This will just get you in the right mood for calling. Before any call, I do the 1-2-3 call routine. 1. Feet firmly on the ground, sitting on my sitting bones, shoulders down, neck relaxed, jaw drop. 2. Smile. 3. Breathe in to energize. Call. Make your call. Warming up with music. Recently, my family went to the Strictly Come Dancing live show at the O2. Before the show started, an energetic comedian warmed up the audience with jokes, Mexican waves and a disco dance competition. Rugby matches at Twickenham and the Millennium Stadium always involve music and community singing before a match, and the All Blacks warm up with a haka. Music, dance and movement are great ways of getting into a positive and effective mood before cold calling. I normally put on some 1970s disco music. Boogie Wonderland is a particular favourite of mine, and I'm sure you have some music that is both energetic and brings positive memories. Exercise. Practice your new posture, your warm-up routine, and also find some suitable music to prepare you mentally for your cold calling work.